BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump has addressed supporters from behind bulletproof glass for his first outdoor rally since surviving an assassination attempt last month. Speaking in North Carolina, he said, without evidence, that hundreds of thousands of murderers had been sent to the United States from countries such as Venezuela, which he claimed was now safer than America. Mr. Trump also claimed that he could restore world peace.
Starting the moment I lift my hand from the Bible after taking the oath of office, I will move to restore America to maximum strength and return the world to peace. We're going to return the world to peace. And mostly I can do it with a telephone call. You know, we don't have to send troops. I can do it with a telephone call.
He was speaking as the Democratic Party holds its convention in Chicago. There's speculation in US media that the independent candidate for the White House, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will suspend his campaign on Friday. Reports say the anti-vaccine activist is ready to support Donald Trump if he's offered a job in his administration. Earlier this month, Mr. Kennedy's representatives approached Kamala Harris's campaign with a similar offer, but it was rebuffed. Mr. Kennedy had no prospect of winning the race. The Israeli military says Hezbollah has fired more than 100 rockets from Lebanon at northern Israel, as hopes for a Gaza peace deal are fading. No injuries were reported, but the barrage caused several fires in open areas. Hugo Bashega is in Beirut.
It was a particularly violent day along the border with attacks and counterattacks between Hezbollah and Israel. So Hezbollah carried out a number of attacks, including two significant attacks with drones and the other one with about 50 rockets targeting Israeli military positions. And they say that this was in response to an Israeli attack that happened overnight, targeting a weapons depot in the Bekaa Valley in the east of the country, deep inside Lebanese territory.
The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has defended his country's levels of military aid to Ukraine after allegations of wavering support. Reports have emerged of a possible freeze on extra military cash for Kyiv that goes beyond already approved funds. Chancellor Scholz insisted his country's backing is firm.
Germany will not slide in its support for Ukraine. We will support Ukraine for as long as necessary, and will be the biggest national supporter of Ukraine in Europe. Within the G7 framework, we've committed to a $50 billion credit in order to give Ukraine the possibility to buy the necessary weapons and whatever else it needs.
BBC News. Ukrainian civilians are fleeing another town in the east of the country as the Russian military close in on the city of Pokrovsk. The town of Mirnorad has come under increasingly fierce bombardment in recent days. It's only 5 kilometres from Pokrovsk. President Zelensky says the Ukrainian army is strengthening its defences in the area. One person has been killed and 5 others injured in a blast in southwestern Colombia as police were clearing a protest on the Panamericana Highway. The army says the blast was caused by a motorcycle loaded with explosives. Here's Clitzia Sala.
The indigenous groups who clashed with police on the road between Popayan and Cali say the government has broken a previous agreement to recognize them as an autonomous community. Both sides are blaming each other for the explosion. The protesters are demanding that President Gustavo Petro meet them and deliver a signed decree that grants them more rights. This protest is part of a larger wave of social unrest and road blockades across Colombia by indigenous and farming communities. They're pushing for greater autonomy, more land rights, better environmental protection and political representation.
Portugal is stepping up its help for the island of Madeira as the emergency services struggle to contain a wildfire that's been burning for more than a week. As well as sending more firefighters, Portugal is also hoping to deploy 2 waterbombing planes. Japan has seen a record number of tourists for the second month in a row. In July, more than 3.25 million people visited the country for a holiday, 42% more than last year. Japan has relatively few visitors, but the concentration of tourists in cities such as Kyoto have led to concerns about over-tourism. BBC News.